Steve Thompson, well done.
Yeah, it's nice to score late on at Bloomfield Road. It was it weren't the best performance we've done, but I've just gone in there. I said it's nice to be lucky than good sometimes. And although it weren't the best performance, like I touched on there, it was very scrappy at times. And I've come in at half time and I just said to him, you look like you feel sorry for yourself and we've got to get out of that mode. I said to him, I'm not going to turn to the bench and bring three players on. I want a reaction from you. That first half, we looked a little bit pedestrian. The movement weren't there again, and we've been working on that all week. And I think in the second half, although it was a lot of huff and puff, the tempo and the movement of the players was a lot better. And that's like, let's say, Nathan Delfonso and Darbs came on. They give us that energy and that little bit of extra outlet.
At 1-0 down, you've said all week you can't keep relying on Thomas Ince, but you had to again.
I love him. He's, you know, we've got stats here. It's 70% of the games we keep conceding. And I keep, before the game, you've got to stay in the game. We can't keep conceding. And, like, you know, he comes on, Ince comes inside onto his left peg, and it's a wand of a left peg, and he gets us going again. We can't keep relying on him. But while he's doing it, fantastic. But, you know, we scored at the right time. The fans got behind us. They were fantastic today. They got behind us, and it drove us onto that much-needed result here.
I have to say this to you. In the immediate 30 seconds after Tom Ince's goal, Mark Holstead made a wonderful save to keep it 1-1.
He's done great. He'll be the first to admit that he's made the mistake with the corner. If it was an in-swinging one, you probably couldn't understand it. He'll look at his angles. We'll look at who was on the near post. But on the positive side, for a lad who's made his debut, I think he's made some fantastic saves. And I've just told him in there, you should be proud of yourself. Like I say, you've waited long enough to come in and do it. And he's done himself proud today.
40 points seems an awful lot more than 37, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You know, we don't want to be looking over our shoulder with the players we've got in there. We've got to be positive and look forward. We can't rely on any results anywhere around us. This is what we do as a squad. I've mentioned a squad because we'll need everyone in there. And it was a big performance today, and we needed it at Bloomfield. It's never going to be pretty out there. We understand that. We've got to play to the conditions sometimes, and it's a bit alien to the players, but we'll work on things in training just to try and add things to the game, especially when we're playing at Bloomfield, because it is a good leveller out there.
Another week of all sorts of speculation, but you just carry on doing what you're doing, don't you?
Yeah, another week of speculation. Look, all we'll do, we'll keep preparing these lads the best we can. We've got a fantastic bunch of players and a very, very honest working members of staff here. And until we had anything different off Carl, we'll keep giving it, you know, we'll make sure that we prepare them until we're different.
The woodwork came to your rescue a couple of times today. Just outline your course of action if that one had gone in right at the end, in the fifth minute of four of stoppage time. You did tell us before we switched the machine on. What would you have done?
Tunnel, Central Pier, Irish Sea. I was right behind it. I thought, please don't dip in. That's all I need now. But like I say, it's hit the barn. It's just that little bit of luck that we needed. You know, we give away, last 4 minutes, we give away schoolboy decisions that allow them to lump it into our box with their big lads. So, you know, we've got to learn to kill games off, you know, and it was a welcome relief. And you see in the dressing room there, everyone's absolutely delighted. And I keep saying it, you know, some of the performances that we've had in the last three or four games, not warranted getting beat. So although it weren't pretty today, we're grateful for 3 points.
It's nice to finish the interview by saying you deserve that.
We deserve it, yeah. We deserve it, as like, you know, we've had a stop-start training again with the conditions, but it's, you know, they've done themselves proud in there. And I've said that to the staff. It's not just about the players, it's about the staff as well. And it makes it a nice, easy week.